Hal?
So we have done some computer simulations based on the differential hazard ratios for the upfront trials versus the sequential or extended trials. And what the observation has been is that the longer the exposure to tamoxifen before the aromatase inhibitor, the lower the subsequent hazard ratio for the intervention. And much of that may be explained by selecting patients whose tumors are more and more and more and more sensitive to hormone therapy, as you suggest. On the other hand, when you factor those in, there is the suggestion that switching might be ultimately superior. I think the honest answer here, based on available data, is we don't know. I must say that for myself, I continue to find the most intellectually fascinating of the adjuvant endocrine trials to be MA17 and not the upfront studies, because I think it has shown us two things. First, it is the first study to show that something beyond 5 years of disease management really changes the natural history of the disease. And I think that's been a very powerful finding. And secondly, the more recent data suggests that even gaps in the treatment then can be followed up by late interventions. And I think this really is forcing us to realize that we're talking about a disease where the outcomes matter over years 5, 10, and 15, something that the most recent overview also suggested. For that reason, I find it hard to believe that for most women, the seminal events are in the first 24 months of their management, not in the subsequent 200 months of their management. But ultimately, time will tell.